You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
November 13, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Our guest tonight is an actor, activist, and author of the book, The Black Mother of Hollywood. Jennifer Lewis is here, everybody. Really, really amazing person. And since she is a black mother, don't be surprised if the interview ends with her giving me an ass whooping. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. Amazon.com. It's one of the internet's most popular non-pornographic websites. And it could be coming to a city near you.
Amazon making a decision on the location of its second headquarters.
Amazon is reportedly going to split their second headquarters between two cities, Long Island City right here in New York and Crystal City in Northern Virginia. That's 50,000 jobs between those two locations. And the Wall Street Journal is also reporting there may be other major Amazon hubs to come elsewhere in the country.
Finally, something that's going to put New York and DC on the map. Yes! You know, seeing New York and D.C. land a new office complex is sort of like watching Bill Gates win the lottery. It's like, congrats, I guess. And it'll be interesting to see how Amazon changes New York. But really, I want to see how New York changes Amazon. I give it 6 months before they're like, yeah, we got a return policy. It's called shut the f*** up, tough guy. Get the shit out of here. And with tax incentives and grants, New York is paying Amazon more than $1.5 billion to move here. And yet somehow they can't afford to fix the subway, yeah? I mean, not that we'll need the subway anymore. You can just Amazon Prime yourself to work. It'll just be like, oh man, why did I choose 2-day delivery? Moving on, everyone knows high school prom photos are incredibly embarrassing, especially for me, because I had to take my cousin to prom, who is a giraffe. I'm sorry, I don't know why my writers keep giving me these dumb Africa jokes. I had a normal prom date with a zebra named Deborah, or as you say here, Debra. The point is, prom photos should be embarrassing, not offensive.
Police in Wisconsin are investigating a disturbing prom photo that's led to growing international outrage. The photo appears to show more than 30 male high school students making a Nazi salute. The image was posted on Twitter Sunday night and quickly spread. One student in the photo did not participate, but says the gestures were intentional.
First of all, congratulations to that one kid. Second, yes, this is where we are in 2018. We're congratulating a kid for not being a Nazi. Like, what were these kids even thinking? They had to know that the photo was going to get out. And there aren't enough jobs in the Trump administration for all of them. Come on. What were you guys thinking? And this right here is why I don't wave anymore. Hand gestures are too politicized these days. I don't wave. I don't do the okay. I don't do finger guns. The safest bet is just to go, good afternoon, how are you, Grandma? That's what we do from now on. In other news, remember all those kids who were eating Tide Pods? Well, now they have something to wash them down.
Parents now raising concerns about Tide laundry detergent. They say the new packaging resembles a box of wine. The detergent will now come in a cardboard box with a twist to open the spout. Procter & Gamble says the box will have a picture of a Tide bottle on it and a label warning parents to keep it stored away from children.
Okay, I get that the box looks like wine, but why are parents worried that their kids are going to mistake Tide for a box of wine? For starters, why is your child drinking wine? Children should be drinking wine coolers. Come on. It's called parenting. And also, what kind of kids would be stupid enough to drink detergent? You know what? Don't even answer that question. Let's move on to our main story. The midterms. Much like any trip to IKEA, they're lasting way longer than expected. It took until last night for Arizona to declare Democrat Kyrsten Sinema the winner of the Senate race there. In Georgia, they're still trying to figure out who won the governor's race. And in Alabama, Roy Moore was only this morning declared Jefferson High's freshman class president. So congratulations to Roy Moore. But the real post-election day drama is happening, as always, in Florida. The Florida of states. Both the Senate and the governor's races are too close to call. And the Republicans there aren't handling the stress well.
Republicans from the president on down are now united in their attempt to stop counting votes in Florida's Senate and gubernatorial elections before the final tally.
I will not sit idly by while unethical liberals try to steal this election.
Donald Trump today echoing the baseless claims of Florida governor and Senate candidate Rick Scott, who accused election staff in Broward County with no evidence of fraud.
President Trump tweeting today, an honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected. Must go with election night.
But if Trump is saying this about an election that he's not a part of, imagine if he loses in 2020. Like, he's going to be holed up in the Oval Office like Scarface. He'll be sitting behind the desk with a couple of Uzis. Kellyanne Conway is going to be manning the machine guns. Don Jr. standing next to them with an unpinned grenade. I took this out. I'm so strong. And now the truth is, Trump and Scott are lying. Nobody's stealing the election. But that doesn't mean that Florida doesn't have big issues with its voting. All over Florida, the elections have been a cluster f***. And everyone is contributing to it, starting with Brenda Snipes. Right? She's the election commissioner in Broward County, who has been doing a great job of screwing up people's votes.
Dr. Brenda Snipes is feeling heat from all sides. Her office sent out this sample ballot, which looks nothing like the actual ballot. And the actual ballot had the U.S. Senate race tucked under the instructions on the left side, which could be why roughly 25,000 voters left that pivotal race blank.
She counted 22 provisional ballots that had already been rejected.
Have there been mistakes?
There have been issues that did not go the way we wanted.
That was the pause of a woman who was mentally growing through a thesaurus to try and find a word for mistake that wouldn't get her fired. There have been blunders, gaffes, faux pas, let's call it a boo-boo. An electoral boo-boo. But yes. Thanks to Brenda Snipes and her weird ballot design, 25,000 voters didn't even notice the Florida Senate race on their ballots. And remember, the margin in this race is currently sitting at 12,000 votes. So this would have changed it. So Brenda's screw-up has definitely affected Florida's Senate results. But I will say this. Even if the Senate ballot was in a weird place on the form, how, as a voter, are you leaving that voting booth without voting for the main thing? Like, what kind of person doesn't check their voting form? When I go to Olive Garden, I flip over the menu just to make sure I didn't miss anything. Just be like, oh, yeah, and the breadsticks also. The Senate race was the most important race, and yet thousands of people went in, voted for everything else. They're like, yeah, agricultural minister, yeah. And then they just left out Senate? Really? I mean, I sort of understand, because, like, one time, my grandfather, he sent me to the pharmacy to get his insulin. And then I came back with shampoo, gum, and People magazine. And then he was like, where's my insulin? And I was like, ah, I forgot the most important thing. And then he died, and we laughed. It's a joke. He didn't die because of that. That was just a joke. He died for other reasons. It was the shampoo. He was allergic. And the thing is, it's not just the Democrats in South Florida that are messing up. It's the entire state, including the Republicans.
New tonight reports that about 150 Panhandle residents, hurricane victims, voted by email, which is illegal.
The county's supervisor of elections telling NBC News anyone who challenges the use of email
ought to be ashamed to take votes away from people who went through this disaster.
Okay, now look, I sympathize with people who were displaced by the hurricane, but that doesn't mean one guy can just make up new ways to vote. I mean, where do we draw the line? What if someone says, hey, I was also out of town from the hurricane, but I left a thumbs up emoji on Instagram. That counts, right? That counts. Can't just make up rules. Because basically in Florida right now, there are no rules. Everything is just chaos. And it's not just the election commissioners. Because much like the people of Florida, it turns out the recount machines are old and falling apart.
Monday morning, one of the tabulators stopped counting ballots. Staff moved those ballots to their emergency backup machine. An hour into that process, though, that machine also stopped working properly.
Certainly some hiccups here today. Basically, one of the buttons on one of the machines was pushed incorrectly.
It's old equipment that's not made anymore, so if one of the eight machines breaks down, there are no spares.
What the f***, Florida? The state is so bad at elections. For starters, I'm pretty sure that they're using deli slices to recount the votes. Like, what is that machine? The winner of Palm Beach is half a pound of smoked ham. Well, the people have spoken. Congratulations, Senator Ham. Look, at this point, it's pretty clear. Florida will never have its shit together when it comes to voting. So this is what I think. I think America has to start planning for that. You know that one friend of yours who's always late, so you gotta tell them everything starts earlier than it does? Yeah? You'd be like, yeah, dinner starts at 3. No, it starts at 3. That's what America has to do with Florida, okay? Next time the election comes, just be like, everybody, see you in November. Florida, you assholes vote in July. We'll be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor and activist who currently stars in the ABC series Black-ish. Her memoir, just released in paperback, is called The Mother of Black Hollywood. Please welcome Jennifer Lewis. welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Listen, before you say anything, every woman that I told I was coming on the Trevor Noah show said, you tell him that I said he is foine. Let me get it out. He is foine as wine.
This was the exact instruction that was given to you by the people?
Absolutely. Now, in English, that's fine as wine. But when women really love somebody, they say foine as wine.
Thank you for that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, baby.
Jennifer Lewis, the mother of Black Hollywood. There could not be a more apt title for this book, mm-hmm. for who you are, because wherever you go, you have an energy that resonates about you. Many Black people know you from, like, some of the most famous, iconic Black movies, but now, because of shows like Black-ish, your face is everywhere. People recognize you everywhere you go. Why the mother of Black Hollywood?
Well, you know, I did 68 movies, and I think 60 of them, I'm playing somebody's mama. Everybody's mama, from Whitney Houston to Tupac Shakur to Taraji P. Henson. I mean, I played everybody's mama. Tina Turner, everybody.
Who was your favorite mama to play?
Wow, see, now you're gonna get me in trouble. I think it would have to be Taraji.
Oh, really?
Oh, she went toe-to-toe with me, baby.
She's an amazing actress,
tell you,
yeah.
Oh, she's amazing. But I would end the scene, and then she'd come back at me. And then I'd go back at her. She won.
What I love about this book is you tell us so many stories. I mean, like, for instance, working with Whitney Houston. You know, you talk about Whitney Houston at the peak of her fame.
Yes.
And there's a story in the book about how Whitney didn't want to come out because it was, like, a cold day and it was mm-hmm. snowing.
Oh, yeah. It was record-breaking storms here in New York.
Right.
Blizzards upon blizzard upon blizzard. And so they had teased my hair up for a scene way high. And Whitney didn't show. So they would have had to wash my hair in that cold-ass trailer and then fix it for another scene. Oh, honey, I called her. I said, little girl, this ain't no concert, little girl. Yeah, this is a team. You get your ass over here. And this is exactly what she says. Mama, I can't get out of the garage. The snow is up to the door, Mama. Mama, I'm so sorry. I say, yeah, well, I guess I believe you. Get out. She, Whitney Houston, God, I loved her. She was the sweetest little thing.
Right.
And a hothead. She was sweet. She'd come over. You know, she was always a little insecure about her acting. And, of course, she'd come over to me. Shit, I didn't know what I was doing either. But... We became very good friends, and I will say this. I was being interviewed by a journalist in the back of the church when she was singing in the choir stand, and he was asking me questions, and he said, so what do you think of her? I said, darling, I never took my eyes off of her because she was doing what she does best, which was to sing gospel. She came right out of the church.
Right.
So I said to the journalist, darling, her voice is the eighth wonder of the world.
Wow.
Hush.
Wow.
Sure did.
That's what every single story in this book feels like. It feels like you were there living through times and periods, you know, like some of the most memorable moments, some of the most memorable periods, but not just in acting as well. I mean, what I loved about the book is how you talk about your life journey. You know, I came to know Jennifer Lewis through movies, and then over time, you know, you see a Broadway show here or there. But what I enjoyed was talking about your personal life,
mm-hmm.
the journey that you went through personally.
Yeah.
You're larger than life, but you had to come to grips with the fact that you were suffering from being bipolar.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Why was it a struggle for you to accept that?
Well, you know, I came from poverty. I sang my first solo in church when I was 5 years old. And from the reaction of the congregation, I knew what I wanted to do with my life instantly. And I had a little something in front of my name. My family calls me Jenny. I had a little word in front of my name. Here comes Crazy Jenny. Well, I thought I was special. for being crazy. I thought I was fabulous, right? Well, we didn't know about bipolar disorder back then.
Right.
And then I went on to college, and when I got to New York, I realized I had a sex addiction and how dangerous it really was, especially back in those days. How I didn't get AIDS, I don't know, but I had many, many friends who did pass away. And left New York, went out on the road to Bette Midler as a harlot, and my behavior was still out of control. But let me tell you what saved me. I had a dream. Even when they were passing cocaine around, I was like, what's that? He said, that's coke, baby. I said, oh, how do you do it? He said, well, you put it in, you take it up. And thank God I asked this next question. I said, what happens next? He said, well, you'll feel a little drip down your throat. I said, my throat? I said, man, I got a matinee tomorrow. I ain't putting shit on my throat. Because the dream was so... And the word I can only think of is mighty. It was a mighty dream. I wanted to entertain.
Right.
I loved people. I was only going to go so far in acting out. So I couldn't hurt the voice nor the body. It was the dream that made me not act out too much that I would hurt myself.
But you had to go to therapy, and that was something that in the book you really dig into, is like how difficult it was for yourself, not just as a performer, not just as an adult, but also as a black person, to admit that therapy was something you needed. Because in black communities for a long time, therapy is something that is considered for crazy
people. Absolutely. There's such a stigma. And what I found out touring with my book around the country, what I found out, guys, is that people really want to know. They're ready to speak up. They just have to be encouraged.
Right.
We are as sick as our secrets. I'll say it over and over and over again. So people, the churches are starting to have counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. And if your church is not, then bring it up. Bring it up. Start coming together. Yes, I have a sex addiction. Yes, I'm an alcoholic. Yes, I'm a drug addict. Yes, I'm on opioids. Yes, I need help. And we've got to help each other. But I'm going to say something. You reach out to people about 3 times and then leave them alone because they'll kill you. No, I not kill you. But you can't save someone else's life.
Right.
You cannot, but you can certainly reach out.
When you look through your own book, you know, it's a powerful experience when you write about your life as you have lived it. When you read the book from cover to cover, are there moments where you look at that you wish you could change, or are there things that you wish you could relive?
Not one. I have not one regret. Okay, it was that one man in Chicago, but, you know, other than that, that one man in Chicago, you know he was from Chicago. Anyway. But no, you know, when I got to L.A., here, this is great. I don't think I've ever said this before, or for that matter, put it together. Well, I have put it together. I had trained in the theater, and you know you're large in the theater. Everything is... hits the back row. We were taught in the day to hit the back row with the voice. So if it was, you know, oh, I know. But we were hit, so what, you get to Hollywood, and that camera is right here. Oh, my God. And what that camera tells you is you either know who you are or you don't. You can't lie in front of that camera. So I had to get help. I had to calm down. Once again, the dream. Nothing was more important than a dream. People find your passion. I speak to the millennials all the time. Don't ever stop dreaming. You must dream. That's what life is. It's more of... And we have a right to pursue happiness. I never thought I'd be running around quoting the Constitution. You have a right to pursue happiness.
I love it. I love it. And in case you're wondering, every single moment in the book is like this, but in words. Jennifer Lewis, everybody.
Thank you
so much for being here. The Mother of Black Hollywood is available now.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.